This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been an eventful couple of weeks in the world of ground transportation, cars for hire specifically, and a little company called Uber. It makes an app that lets customers summon and pay for a car service electronically. 5 minutes or less is the idea. Uber's got branches in New York, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles, and therein lies at least part of the problem. Because in some of those cities, Uber has been less than warmly received by the existing taxi establishment. Last week, though, Washington and today New York agreed to let apps be used to get yourself a ride. Travis Kalanick is the CEO of Uber. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be here.
You're known and your business is known for doing something first, for taking action first, getting your service up and running first, and then seeking permission from regulators later. And I wonder what it would be like if everybody did that.
That's an interesting question. We don't really go to regulators and ask for permission. What we do is we take a look at the regulations in a particular city. We take a look at the existing laws, and if we see that we're legal, we move forward. And the reason why is if you put yourself in the position of asking for permission, the powers that be are going to make sure you never roll out, regardless of whether it's legal.
Do you guys go in and get business licenses before you hire your first cab and car?
Oh, of course. And to be clear, we partner with existing sedan companies. So the way it all works is you push a button on your phone, but what Uber is doing is connecting you to your legal, licensed, regulated transportation providers in your city and just making sure you get connected to the closest one. And when we go into a city, when we're rolling out of, you know, we get the appropriate licenses and we move forward.
All right. So tell me how you split up the proceeds on an Uber transaction. Who gets how much money?
Well, there's a couple different models we do, but typically the driver slash basically the sedan company that we're working with gets 80% of the proceeds. We get 20%.
It's not bad.
Yeah, not a bad situation. You go to a lot of cities around the country where the driver is getting 30%.
It's fair to say, I think, that you guys have run into a whole bunch of resistance in a lot of cities. I wonder what it is, in your mind, about taxi and limousine commissions in all these various cities that makes them so reluctant to sort of experiment, I guess.
Well, I think what it is, you know, when you're coming up with a new alternative for transportation, there's going to be incumbent players, you know, like the taxi industry, that are very nervous, a little worried about new technology and how that might change the landscape for their industry. And so quite often we find that the taxi industry is lobbying city governments as well as regulators to try to slow us down or even kick us out of the city. And it's often that kind of sort of protectionism can often lead to really poor service, which is why in so many cities across the country, taxi service is so poor.
What do you live in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, I live in San Francisco, but given all the cities we're rolling out, I don't get to see home as often as I'd like.
Yeah. How do you get around town?
I mean, that's I'm Uber's biggest customer. Let's just put it that way.
Travis Kalanick, he is the co-founder and CEO of Uber. Travis, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.